It's Malcolm Boyden. I'm here until 2. There's still plenty to do and all. For example, have you heard the one about Trixie the Troll? Who doesn't like a troll, eh? Trixie the Troll lives under the bridge in Bewdley and feeds off the chips that the tourists drop. Not heard of Trixie the Troll? Oh, you will very soon. In fact, your children, if they're in Bewdley, may have already met Trixie the Troll. I don't know where I am, so we're okay. And I know this, many of us are taking our first steps into summer today, what with the warm weather and the sunshine and the heat. But in Bewdley, they're asking us to step into the world of imagination. It's the annual Children's Story Festival that is about to return to the town, and it's fantastic. They've already started, really. A successful 24-hour community readathon has been taking place. That's been led by the event organiser Ruth Stevenson, who you're going to hear from in a moment. And excitement is building up for the main event, Step Into Stories, which is happening on the 25th of April in Bewdley, in and around the town. Some events are completely free, some you have to pay for. The event's going to bring together well-known children's authors, storytellers and performers, alongside, as I say, free activities, workshops and even, this is interesting, a ghostly storytelling trip on the Severn Valley Railway. Part of the UK's National Year of Reading campaign, the festival aims to inspire youngsters to discover a lifelong love of books. So that's great, isn't it? With schools, families and the wider community all playing a part. Well, as I said before, Ruth Stevenson is the festival organiser, and Ruth got the ball rolling with the readathon for 24 hours. She's been telling me all about that.
Yes, that's right. I read for 24 hours straight and I don't think I'm quite recovered yet. But luckily I had lots of great stories to keep me going.
What type of stories did you have for 24 hours?
I think I read a total of 10 books. So I read the stories of a story from each of the authors that's coming to our festival, and also the ones who are going to do our schools programme. So that was great.
Out loud or to yourself?
To myself, although sometimes I had to read out loud to keep myself awake. So.
But you did it. That's the main thing.
Yes, I'm very proud of it. And I'm really happy that we raised over £1,000 so far. And the crowdfunder is still open. So if people still want to donate, that'd be great.
I think it's wonderful, this. Tell us a little bit more about Step Into Stories Day.
So Step Into Stories is a one-day festival, which is basically a big, fun family day out. We've got authors, we've got poets, we've got illustrators, we've got storytellers, and it happens across the whole town of Bewdley. There's a mixture of paid events and free events, and all of our paid events we try and keep the prices really low. Yeah. But there's plenty for people to do, to have a kind of a fun day out for all the family is basically what we're going for. And just trying to bring that love of stories, of children's stories, back into the town and just have a good day out, basically.
And that's the key, Ruth, isn't it? The joy of stories and storytelling, which is possibly a joy we're beginning to miss out on in some regards.
Yeah, there's a lot of statistics out there saying that, you know, the reading for pleasure is going down. And we basically just wanted to kind of counteract that as much as possible and show people that, you know, stories are basically a way of having fun together. And I think it's key as well that it's not just about reading books, it's stories in all their forms. And that's why we try and have a really varied lineup.
I'm particularly interested in Trixie the Troll, who I believe lives under the bridge in Bewdley.
Absolutely. We have a very cheeky mascot called Trixie, and he lives under Bewdley Bridge and likes to eat all the chips that people leave behind.
Ooh.
And he's been out and about in the town causing a little bit of havoc and chaos, but only in a friendly way, of course, and having a lot of fun. So he's going to be at our festival as well. You can come along and meet him at St. George's Hall, or you might see him popping around to some of the other venues. But yeah, he's a lot of fun. He's big hit with the kids at school.
Well, I was going to say that. He's a big hit with me already. about the kids at school. And he's been visiting the school and he's encouraging some of the school children, I love this, to actually write a new adventure for him. So they get involved in not only the story, but they get involved in the storytelling.
Yes, absolutely. We have some free events happening at St. George's Hall. And one of those is we would like people to come along and write the next few sentences in our Trixie the Troll story. So we'd love to have, at the end of the day, a whole big new adventure for Trixie Troll to go on, written by all the children who come to the festival.
And tell me about the ghostly... Oh, do you see how my voice has changed now? Tell me about the ghostly story trip on the Severn Valley Railway.
Yes, we're really lucky this year. We've got Emily Randall-Jones, who's written the story called The Scream of the Whistle. And it's a kind of a folk tale-y story based on a train line. It's got a haunted train. It's got a spooky conductor. It's got a mystery some kids have to solve to save. Well, I won't tell you the ending, but it's very, very good. And actually, Emily realised that part of the story that she'd written, this tunnel story, was actually the film that she had watched when she was young that sort of inspired the story, was actually filmed on the SVR. So it's all come full circle, and it's going to be a really great event.
Nothing better than a spooky whistle on an eerie train. Do you know, what you're doing, I think, in Bewdley is fantastic on all levels. We've spoken about encouraging the children to get into writing and listening and reading stories, but you're also making it into a fun event for everybody.
Yeah, it's really important that it's something that the whole family can enjoy together. And that's how it should be. You know, stories are meant to be shared. They're not something that you just maybe... I know a lot of people think reading is just a very solitary experience. You just read to yourself. But, you know, people talk about the stories that they read and they share them together. And I think storytelling is one of those things that humans have been doing since we lit the first fire and all sat around it. So it's something that we need to encourage.
Two more questions. Firstly, very importantly, we've ringed the kitchen calendar with the 25th of April, so we know when it's on. How do we get involved? Where do we get our tickets? How do we find out about all these lovely events?
So if you head to www.bewdleyfestival.org.uk, you can find out all the details, the timings, and you can book your tickets.
And secondly, Ruth, will you do another 24-hour readathon?
No. I don't think I'd be able to stay awake for another 24 hours straight, but I am really glad I did it, and it was totally worth it.
Isn't she great? And what a good thing to do. Ruth Stevenson, then, is the organiser of the Bewdley Festival of Stories, part of the Bewdley Festival altogether, which is a wonderful event. That's coming up a little bit later on in the year. But if it's the storytelling and the stories you're after, and Trixie the Troll, who lives under the bridge of Bewdley and feeds off the chips that the tourists drop, then it's April the 25th, and it's Bewdley Festival, all one word, bewdleyfestival.org.uk for all the details and the tickets and everything else you need to know.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. I go out.